from WLPP, LPFM 102.9 in Palinville, New York. This is Worlds of Adventure. In the beginning, everything was chaos. And then, the four gods created the world. First came Amma, the goddess of love. She begat Chell, the goddess of nature, who begat San, the goddess of conflict. Last of all came Jamin, the god of death. The four created the world and watched it grow green. And they peopled it with the first peoples who looked just like us. But chaos ruled the hearts and the minds of the first people, and they did not follow the path of the gods. Jamin grew angry. He smote the world with his hammer, and the people died. But Amma took pity on the world, and she peopled it with the ancients. They were small, they were clever, they were wise, and they grew mighty and built great, vast empires with impossibly tall towers made of steel. But chaos has a way of reclaiming its own, and the ancients died. Before they did, they grew mighty enough to lead our own people through the portal of the ancients into the world again. Under the leadership of the church, our people grew strong and wise. Learning and knowledge flourished. But in the 67th year of the Blue Triangle, a group of renegades ruined everything. This is their story.
My name is Rip Strongpaw. I'm the second in command of the Resistance Cell. So my story is to reveal the Resistance true motives.
My character's name is going to be Gomer. I could see it being an internal struggle with this character and how he struggles between his physical desires and all these wants.
He's a spy and agent provocateur. The story of is the story of a true believer who is torn between forbidden love and the dictates of her church.
I'm Chomzilla. I'm from the South. My story is the story of a Southern belle working hard to find her own way and find her spine.
We've caught you red-handed, Chomzilla. Now, you seem like a nice young lady, a sweet young lady who may have been led astray by falling afoul of bad associates. All you need to do is tell us who they are, and we'll punish them instead of you. Who are they?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm very, very disappointed that you said that.
You know what's coming next.
What's coming next?
We're going to use more forceful methods. Were you trained on enhanced interrogation techniques at the academy?
Hello.
What are you doing here?
I'm just here to ask you some questions. She winks, winks, winks. Okay, the coast is clear. Let me get you out of here.
Guys, and I lift up my mask. Follow me.
Okay, I'm gonna... Chomzilla's gonna grab her and kiss her hard.
And now? Episode 7, Legacy. Tonight's theme was chosen by Eugene Fong. This is the beginning of the episode. I have all of my procedural tokens.
Ben has all of his procedural tokens. Amanda only has her yellow. Eugene and Rachel only have their red. And Eugene, Rachel, and Amanda each have one Benny. Eugene, you chose tonight's theme, so you get to call the first scene.
I'll be calling a scene with Gomer and Rip.
And action.
Oh man, what's that noise over there? Hey! Anybody out there? It's me, Gomer. Is anyone out there? Oh man, I don't know what's going on. Hello? Maybe if I start banging this thing against the door. It's not very loud. Is anyone out there? There's a prisoner in here. Hello? Hey, is anyone out there? Hello?
Who's in there?
It's me, Gomer.
Gomer, what the hell are you doing in there?
I've been arrested.
Hang on a second. Let me try and open this door.
Rip, what are you doing here?
We're rescuing you guys. Why are you stuck in this room?
Well, weren't you there during the raid? They raided the entire radio station.
No?
Well, I don't know where we can go, but the radio station isn't the place to be anymore. They took the entire place down. As far as I know, I think they got Chompzilla, too.
Well, I've got Chompzilla out with in the courtyard. They've already escaped. What are you still doing in here?
I was thinking about taking my time, maybe crocheting or doing some knitting. But, you know, escaping would be a really good idea.
Well, then you should probably follow me and let's go.
All right.
And scene. Did you get what you wanted?
I got what I wanted.
Good. So, Ben, you get a drama token. All right. Next is me. I'm going to call a scene. Chompzilla and are walking down the corridor when you happen to notice inside a lab a strange-looking creature and what look like some baby dinosaurs. And action.
So what does that mean? What does it mean for us now? Now that we're...
Just hold on one moment. Look at over there. Yeah? Look at that. Those baby dinosaurs in there.
Baby dinosaurs? And wait a minute.
Through the window, you can see some young in cages, and one of them is munching on something.
What are they doing here?
They look very strange.
I've never seen one like that before.
I'm not sure what kind of wild experiments they're doing here. It ain't right.
I heard rumors, but I've always thought that they were... Oh my god. What is that growing out of that one's head?
I don't really know, and honestly, I don't think eyes are supposed to move like that.
Moving around inside the room, you can see it's either a very strange person wearing a lab coat or some other sort of creature wearing it. In fact, now that you look at it, you can see that there are slits in the back of the lab coat and out of them are growing a pair of leathery wings.
Are they from here? No, that's impossible.
That's impossible. We know they are all no wing.
But where do they come from?
They died a very long time ago.
The thing turns and it spots you, and a look of surprise comes on its face.
Run! Run!
And the door opens and says,
Oh my stars, you're Chompzilla, aren't you?
How do you know me?
You are Chompzilla! Oh my! Can I have your autograph?
My autograph? Why?
You're the one, you've saved my entire research program with your muffins. I couldn't get my subjects to eat mutagenic agent BB at all, and then I fed them some of your muffins, and they can't get enough of it now.
The thing comes at you, and it is the strangest and most awful-looking thing. There's a very, very strange-looking bipedal creature with wings and arms coming down the hallway at you with a pen and a box of Chompzilla's muffins.
Are you saying that my muffins had something to do with this?
Oh, yes, of course. We've gotten the best results out of mutagenic agent BB now that the young will actually consume it as they are meant to. We're getting extremely promising results. Hello, you must be another of Chompzilla's associates. I am really extremely honored to meet you both.
So Chomzilla pushes past and opens the door and goes berserk on the room.
And that looks like a good place to end the scene. Mm-hmm. Did anybody get what they wanted?
I would say...
I got to free the baby dinosaurs.
I got to free the baby dinosaurs.
Okay, then I get a drama token. Next up, it's Rachel.
Okay.
Followed by Ben.
Having escaped the carnage of the lab, Chomzilla and are in a clearing in a forest outside of the laboratory.
And action.
Can they see us from here?
No, I think we're safe for the time being. But look what I've got here.
What's that?
I'm not quite sure what it does, but I think it's part of the sample of that mutagenic thing that they were talking about.
Mutagenic? Don't touch it.
Well, I'm not touching it.
The sample is labeled Mutagenic Agent BB, and inside is a very familiar-looking powder. It is the secret ingredient to Chomzilla's muffins.
I see. To think that my muffins may have had something to do with this.
I am so sorry.
Whole thing just absolutely destroys me inside.
It's destroying me too. I've heard things, but I didn't know that they could be like this.
We have to make this right. We have to figure out what this mutagenic is all about.
How are we going to... I mean...
We need to study this in a lab.
I'm going to crash the scene. Rip runs out of the building, sees you guys. I'm going to need that sample.
How does Rip know about the sample?
Because he saw them, going crazy in the lab.
I'm really glad to see that you got out.
Yeah, likewise. It's great to see both of you, in fact. Gomer's right behind us. He'll be here probably in a minute or two.
Rip, we need this to get to the rat people.
Yeah, I'll handle it.
You'll handle it?
Yep. Yeah, just hand it over to me and I'll take care of it.
What are you going
to
do?
I'm taking it to the right people.
Who are the right people?
You don't need to know about that.
Are you sure?
I am absolutely 100% sure. It's a need-to-know basis.
Looks at Chomzilla for some kind of answer to whether this is a good thing or not.
Okay, she gives it to Rip.
Rip tucks it into his jacket pocket. Follow me. Our evac helicopter's on its way.
And scene. Who got what they wanted out of this?
I did.
All right, so you don't have your drama token anymore because you spent it, and you got it from Chomzilla.
Yep.
Next, it's Ben, followed by Amanda.
I'm going to call a scene with my higher-ups.
Okay, with...
So it's about maybe 3 or 4 days later.
All right, talk to me, number two.
So we've isolated the sample that we acquired from the lab. The molecular structure has been slightly changed, according to our lab.
Been slightly changed from...
From
what, number two?
From the original sample that we gave Chomzilla to put in her muffins. I'm not entirely sure what they've done with it. They think that it's the exact same, but there's definitely been some molecular structure changes.
Interesting.
I need to know how to proceed. We need to figure out what they're doing. Based on the briefing that we've had with Chomzilla and Hech and Gomer... They've been testing on baby dinosaurs. There are winged creatures now that we've never seen before.
I read your report on that. What were those things? We need to know, and we need to... Did you get any photographs? Did you manage to get anything that we can broadcast more widely?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's all vocal at this point. We need to reevaluate how we attack one of their strongholds in the future. The entire thing was a complete mess. From what I understand, the winged creature from the front looks like a dinosaur, but from the back it does not.
It looks like a dinosaur?
Yeah, like it's got a similar facial structure,
but the creature itself from behind, the wings are more leathery than scaled.
Interesting. Very interesting. Could these be the people who have been telling the church that they're the ancients?
It's quite possible, yes.
Where could they have come from?
That's something that we need to figure out.
Indeed. So that would be your next mission, number two.
Correct.
And scene. Did you get what you wanted?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, you got your marching order, so I get another trauma token. Amanda, followed by Eugene.
I'll call the scene with and Rip in an underground location, which is safe from prying eyes.
All right, action.
So, I just wanted to say I'm just sorry about any trouble I caused earlier, and I just wanted to let you know I'm totally with you now, and I really, really want to help.
I'm not sure that I can believe that. You've pretty much screwed up the entire operation. We know that you were working with the church, and there's not much more that I can say about that.
But I didn't even know. I mean, I didn't even see the... I mean, I'd heard stories, but I assumed that they were just stories about the mutagen, the mutagenic effects on the dinosaurs. And I saw that while we were leaving the building. Now I know it's true.
Also here at the base are the rest of his bandmates, and they come trooping over. You're here. Yay! When I heard the pigs had come and nabbed you, I thought you were for sure. Welcome back!
I'm really glad to be back.
With the whole band back together, we got nothing to worry about, eh, boss?
You're absolutely right.
And listen, I got this great new idea for a song that I think is really gonna...
Yeah? That's dino-rific.
Yeah, we're definitely going to put you back into recording studio as soon as we can figure it out.
You said it.
All right. Well, I will let you all know as soon as we can get back into the recording studio. For now, you guys need to leave. We need to have a conversation, Ian.
All right.
You really don't have to.
We'll catch you later then.
Okay.
Sorry, one last thing. Stop by HR. There's a check waiting for you.
All right!
There's no check waiting for you.
No?
You've been eliminated. I need your key card.
But I really didn't know
key
that...
Key card, now.
Okay.
Thank you. You can leave now.
What are you going to do?
Goodbye.
But I really, I really want to do something to help. I didn't know about all this before. Is there anything I can do?
Actually, you know what? There is one thing you can do. I need you to go to your churchy overlords and discover what is in the mutagen.
How am I going to do that?
That's for you to determine.
If you have any ideas about what I might do to go about it.
I need several samples, and I need some picture evidence of the labs that they are working on and the creatures that are working on the dinosaurs that you and Chompzilla described to me in our briefing.
Okay. All right.
Now get out.
Oh. Okay.
And scene. Did you get what you wanted?
No.
No, you did not. Ben, you still don't have any drama tokens, so you get this one, Amanda. So, next is Eugene, followed by me.
I'll be calling a scene with Chompzilla. Gomer and Chompzilla, this will be 3 days after as well. And I'm going to guess that we are hiding in...
We have a wandering monster again.
We're hiding at a local pet shelter. Chomzilla, oh, good to see you again. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Hello. Hi, Gomer.
Have you been working the business still? Like the Chomzilla muffins?
Not at all.
I haven't talked to anyone, but I noticed that all our shipments are on time. Everything's being moved. Everything's being tracked. It's like someone else is running our business.
Goma, we need to shut it down.
But what's going on?
I found out all about the labs. They're using the muffins as a delivery device, as a means of getting the mutagen into things and into the baby dinosaur. Our muffins are being used for these experiments!
Mutagen? What mutagen?
The Melissas are using a mutagen on baby dinosaurs. They're changing our whole species.
Wait,
they're using our muffins to do it!
You know, when I was in the prison, I got left alone. I don't know why Rip took off on me, but I had a chance to explore the area, and I found all these baggies labeled BB.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need. Go, Goma, you're brilliant! Oh, I love you! You're wonderful!
I don't understand. I've been eating this stuff all day. It does nothing for me.
No, don't eat it anymore, Goma! Don't eat it!
I'm pretty sure I'm immune to whatever this stuff is.
It's bad. It's so bad. You're gonna grow a third eye.
What? A third eye? I don't need to look up there. Here, take it.
Did you get a chance to see any of those weird creatures with the wings?
With wings?
Did you see anything like that in the lab?
No. The lab was empty by the time I got there.
Oh, you're so lucky. Oh my, they were terrifying.
Here, you just hold on to this stuff for now. I don't want to deal with it. I'll see what we can do about the business, but like, if someone else is running it, we gotta take them out.
Oh, for sure. We gotta take the muffin business down, Goma. We need to burn that muffin factory sky high, Goma.
And save all the other stuff.
And that sounds like a good stopping point for the scene. Who got what they wanted out of this?
I did. I got rid of evidence.
So that goes to you, Chomzilla. You are listening to Worlds of Adventure with Amanda Yilmaz, Eugene Fong, Ben Feldman, Rachel Young, and Susan Davis. Tonight's episode, episode number 7, is Legacy. So you guys discussed going after a lab or going after the business?
Going after the business.
How would you normally play this? Going after your own distribution hub or going back into the Chomzilla's Muffins office and trying to find the big cheese?
Yeah, I think probably we would try to find the big cheese and probably try to take the company back.
All right. The scene is the Chomzilla's Muffins factory in the executive quarters. Gomer and Chomzilla are both here, and you're walking in late at night. We're going to start this out dramatic, and there's a chance it may erupt into a procedural scene along the way. Your key cards and all of your building access still work. Everybody recognizes you until you get up to the executive floor, and suddenly there are some goons who you don't recognize, but you recognize them as Dino Montana's men, who are occupying the floor and not giving you access. Listen, pal, I said scram.
Well, normally I would, but to be, you see the name on the door over there? That's my name. This is actually my office.
Listen, pal, there's been a change of management here. We're under new orders. There's a new boss here. And you, I don't care if your face is on the boxes, you gotta get out of here. You gotta get out of here now. You got a real pretty face there, miss, and I'd hate to have to mess it up.
Well, actually, we needed to talk to the executives. Actually, the person we really need to talk to above all else is Claw.
Claw?
Claw, yeah.
Claw. Claw who?
The CEO.
Claw. Ain't no Claw here no more, miss.
I don't think that things are structured quite the way you imagine them to be anymore.
And how do you figure that?
Well, it seems that if you go and you check the actual roster of owners, of investors, I think you'll see there's some changes been made.
Yeah, there have been some changes made, and you ain't in it. Now scram, sister.
Wait. Did you bring those special muffins I asked you to bring? You know, the ones with the new recipe. The one that'll really take off.
Oh, believe me, I know all about that new recipe, and you ain't never getting me to eat none of that.
No, not that messed up stuff. This stuff is like a classic old-fashioned recipe. They're really great. Give them a shot.
And this is very clearly evolving into a procedural scene. So let's go to a procedural scene right now. Clearly, you are trying to use your talking to get past these guards. I'm selecting a token and setting the other two aside. And you each have a Benny and a red token. What are you going to do?
I'm going to burn my red token and use my Benny to get a brand new set of tokens.
So you're going to use your Benny to burn your red token, yes. Basically.
Yes.
So you do that, you get a full set of procedural tokens to use.
I'll do a slightly different strategy. I will buy a green token.
You have handed in your Benny, and I've given you a green token. So you have green and red. You have all three. I have all three, and I've chosen mine. So you were talking to the guards, Gomer. So which token will you play?
The green token.
You're playing the green token. You get two cards. So your the target card you have to beat is the 10 of clubs. So if I've chosen the green token, you need a 10. If I've chosen the yellow token, you need a club. If I've chosen my red token, then you're going to need a black card. You've drawn the Jack of Clubs and the Nine of Hearts. That will succeed for yellow or red, and you're going to get a positive consequence because you played a green token and got a face card. You can narrate you having a moderately good amount of success. And okay. We'll talk about a positive consequence later.
All right.
The guards finally agree to try the muffins that Chompzilla has brought. Seeing that there's a new icing and that everything is looking delicious, and being assured that they're not the BB muffins. The dino guards give them a shot and immediately get hit by the sleeping pills that have been ground up and baked into the muffins.
It's the oldest trick in the book, and you sell the hell out of it. Chompzilla, are you trying to contribute to this one way or another, or are we going to stand pat with this?
We're going to stand pat with it.
All right, so I chose my yellow token. I spent my yellow token, so you succeeded. In fact, you succeeded with style. You got through. You started charming them. They were just really, really, really stubborn. That made you mad. That made you really, really mad. And you hulked out with all of the Agent BB that you've been eating over the last little while. You've actually accumulated enough that your rage made you something super strong, and that intimidated them into doing exactly what you said. The terrified guards very quickly munch down the muffins before Gomer Hulk goes all medieval on them. And fwomp. So, the scene succeeds. Next is Rachel. And after that will be Ben.
So I wanted to call a complicated scene. Basically what I wanted to do is go do a retroactive scene prior to this scene. Which would then have an effect on the future. As we show up in Dino... What's his name again?
Montana.
Dino Montana's office.
All right, so this is a scene that happened before you guys got to Dino Montana.
That's right.
All right, so
it would be a scene that happened probably a couple days, a day before we went and had the encounter with security.
Where is the scene and who's in it? And is it dramatic or procedural?
It's procedural.
All right.
And it's a scene with Claw, the former CEO.
You're coming to his office then?
Gomer and I and Claw. In which we are convincing him to sell us the remains of his stock, which will in then put us in control of the lion's share of the stocks, just in time for our appointment with Dino Montana.
Mr. Claw, we'll see you now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, darling.
Well, if it isn't Chompzilla, the boss lady herself.
Hey, I'm here too.
And you, Gomer. Oh, yes, you're here.
Claw, we heard about an unfortunate incident, and we know how interested you are in taking more of an active role in the Chompzilla Muffin Empire. And,
active role? I'm your CEO.
Well, we heard that there may be a change. And that we were wondering if perhaps maybe we could form a union of sorts.
I've worked darn hard to make sure that there are no unions in our workplace here.
No.
We kept those darned unions out and the all of those union rabble-rousers.
No, I don't mean that kind of union. I mean a partnership.
A partnership.
A three-way partnership, yeah.
A three-way partnership.
Nothing biblical.
You do know that we are a publicly traded company, so what kind of a partnership are you talking about?
Well, one that would perhaps chase off any ambitious folk who may be trying to take over the company.
So, you sound like a woman with a proposal. What's your proposal? What's the deal? And why do I want to take it?
I say you let Goma and I buy your stocks, and then we will have controlling interest in the company, and we will be able to chase off these nitwits who are trying to take over.
You're trying to push me out, eh? But business is booming. Why would I want to sell out now?
Oh, no. This is temporary.
And the stock's going up, so take a look at this sheet. Here's the value of the portfolio I have. Where exactly are you proposing to get all of this money? We bought it from you at a much lower price months ago.
Well, we have something new.
Something new?
Yes. We have something new.
And what is that?
New formula.
A new formula. But the old formula is going gangbusters. Switching the formula of the most popular snack in Portal City when it's on top. That sounds like a really brilliant marketing strategy.
People will love it. And if they don't like the new formula, we'll just create Chompzilla Classic.
And what we can do is we can sell Chompzilla Classic at a premium.
This sounds like a strategy. Why is it a reason for me to sell my stock to you? And again, where do you have the money to be buying me out?
Let's call it the basement fund.
The basement fund.
The basement fund. I'm still not hearing why it is I want to sell to you. And that would be our cue to switch to a procedural scene. This is sounding like talking. I'm going to pick a token, and you're going to play a token. All right, so you're playing your green token, yep. Put it in. And you need to match the ace of clubs. So you need either an ace or a black card, and you get two cards. Your two cards are both red, the two and the eight of diamonds. So things are not going well for you. Narrate how that would go.
He's digging his heels in perhaps more, and I'm...
Yeah. You thought you had a stronger case
right. Than
you actually do. He's a canny investor, and so anything predicated on it being better for the business makes the business more valuable and makes him less inclined to want to lose his interest in it.
Right.
I, as it happened, played the green token because he just wasn't inclined going into this to cooperate.
Okay.
And so, yeah, you didn't get anywhere. But... later on, we've already established that after Claw's been pushed out of the way, Gomer is able to muscle you through and back into the executive suite again.
Right.
And the scene fails. You are listening to Worlds of Adventure, Episode 7, on this non-commercial community radio station. Next is Ben, followed by Amanda.
I think that myself and Gomer and a small strike team are going to try and eliminate one of the Melissas.
One of the higher ranking ones or the high Melissa?
One of the higher ranking ones.
Someone like the Grand Samantha, that sort of level. So the equivalent of a cardinal or someone farther down the food chain.
No, yeah, I would imagine it'd be somebody like on a cardinal level. We're gonna take her out, and not kill her, but extract her and try and.
You're trying to kidnap one of them.
Yeah, we're gonna get some information.
This sounds very procedural.
Yeah,
just the two of you on the mission.
Me, Gomer, and.
So if is along, perhaps the one that you're going after is the one who was her handler.
Right.
All right. So.
But how does, but you didn't want to see me again. You wanted me to act on
yeah,
my
and
own.
Yeah, and I need your assistance because I know that you're involved. Okay.
All right. Possibly to get in the facility.
Yeah, so you've been called back to assist with this mission.
Okay.
Okay, so it sounds like she's your way through the front door.
Right.
I only have one token, so I'm going to have to play my red token.
Okay.
And your group is going to have to match the nine of diamonds. I believe you're up first, because you're going to be the way in the door.
Okay.
You're going to play a procedural token.
I think I only have one procedure.
You've only got one.
Yellow.
All right. So you play your yellow token and you get a card. The card you get is the Two of Hearts.
That doesn't sound good.
That actually is good enough. You're able to make an appointment with your handler based on the claim that everything that you've done since the alarm went off back in the interrogation chamber has been part of you maintaining your cover.
Right.
Welcome, my child. What have you to report to me now?
Go, go, go!
And
strike team descends.
The strike team descends and nabs the Melissa, and you guys get away, and the scene succeeds. You guys don't need to do anything because you already knew that I could only play my red token. And so you, Amanda, get a new set of procedural tokens for next time.
That was easy.
And I get a full set of procedural tokens because I have now expended my last one. Amanda, it's your scene now.
On the way back from the raid where we captured the Melissa, Rip, Gomer, and I are going to have a very pointed conversation with her in the back of our walking personnel carrier.
I trusted you. It seems you have better field craft than I gave you credit for.
I think that may be true.
Have you been on their side this entire time?
You don't have to answer that.
To be honest, no. But when we were leaving here, and I saw the mutations in those dinosaurs, what did you know about all of this?
Who do you think those dinosaurs were? What do you think all of this has been about? You don't know the faintest amount, ex-agent. Oh, I fear for your soul that you would turn your back on the paths of the ancients and...
Don't talk to me like that.
Yeah, you can't talk to her like that. Think of all the horrible things you've done to these muffins. Horrible, horrible things.
In our name. What can you possibly have to say to about yourself now? Yourself?
Do you even know why we're doing this or who those babies would have been? They never would have existed if not for our program.
They wouldn't. You're saying that mutated babies are a good thing?
Why do you think the church has been against egg abandonment and has been taking in foundling eggs? We're trying to protect everyone, and you may have spoiled everything.
That's complete. And you know it.
Do you know?
Do you know who you are working for?
Yes, do you? Why would you do this? This is the only way that we can protect the world. Why do you think we've made the drug trade illegal? We've been trying to contain this from spreading out into the general populace.
And how would you explain the winged creatures?
Those are our allies. Do you know what's out there? What's out there beyond our world? The ancients ventured beyond our world. And there are terrible, terrible things out there. Our allies, who are gaining great benefit in fighting even worse creatures out there, are the only ones protecting us.
Why are you keeping this secret, then? Couldn't you just have rallied us all to the cause in an honest way? If this is really true, which I'm beginning to doubt that it is.
Gomer, prep the truth serum.
One truth muffin coming right up.
You don't know the damage you've done here. I only pray that our allies
just
won't...
Stop. Gomer, muffin.
Muffin.
Do you really think I'm going to eat that?
Now let's start again.
Can you tell us the truth?
Those are our allies. They approached us needing information about our planet's biology so that they can develop weaponry to protect themselves and us from worse monsters who threaten us. And in return, we've given them the foundling eggs abandoned by irresponsible mothers who would have died cold and abandoned on street corners and never would have existed in the first place.
And you think that if they're mutated selves, do you believe that that's a life worth living?
This protects the ones who count. This protects the children of real people who count, who matter, who follow the church.
If not everybody, then.
How many eggs have you laid?
I've never laid an egg.
You've never laid an egg? Do not presume to speak for those who...
How many have you laid?
I am under orders to the church. I serve all the people and not merely
So then you don't even know what you're talking about. You believe in something that you can't even comprehend.
Do you not follow the gods? Of course you must not if you're fighting the church. Amma, protect me from these heretics.
You know, one thing I gotta know is that these truth muffins taste absolutely terrible. And I really gotta say that, like, I can tell that you're really trying to be a good dinosaur and kind of help society and all that thing. But, like, can you tell us where the Heimel is? Where does she live?
You were just there. Seven souls ago.
You mean that prison? That's the only place she lives?
In the palace. From there, it's easy to get into the residence, which is why we all rallied to protect the High Melissa when you sprang your little jailbreak.
What are you getting from all this?
I serve the ancients. I serve the god. We're trying to protect the people. If
the right people, like you said.
The right people. If the visitors did not have... If we didn't give them the abandoned eggs, they would want to run their experiment on all of us, and we've found a way to keep the people safe from that.
But is it really keeping all of us safe? If what you say is true, shouldn't we be fighting them all together instead of having this sort of conflict?
They're the thing that's standing between us and the far, far worse chaos monsters who are attacking them. The first peoples fell to chaos. The ancients fell to chaos. We are standing for order. And order is the only thing that lets the people survive.
We're paying too high a price for this order.
And you, Rip Strongpaw, don't you know that your superiors are using you? Do you know how much money they're making off their illegal drug trade?
I'm well aware of the goings-on. However, I have a new plan. We're going to put you back. We're going to...
Wait, what?
We're going to put her back. Under our control.
How are we going to have her under our control?
We have teams that can handle that. We're going to put her under control. We're going to have a meeting. And then we're going to strike.
Are you sure she can be trusted even if you have her under watch?
I think so. I think we can come to the... agreement that we all want what's best.
I'm just so sorry about this. I wanted to believe.
No. Bad.
So, do you want what's best, Rip Strongpaw? Where do you stand? Do you honestly trust those who are running your ragtag little band?
You're going to talk to our team. We're going to sort this out. We'll see you in a couple of days.
And scene. Who got what they wanted out of this?
Me, I suppose.
Yeah, and you got it from the Melissa. So that's a drama token to moi. You are listening to Worlds of Adventure on this non-commercial community radio station. Tonight's theme is Legacy, chosen by Eugene Fong. Eugene, you call the next scene, and then it will be me.
This will be another scene with Gomer and Chompzilla.
All right.
We're meeting back again, this time at Chompzilla's Muffins Factory, and we've, like, taken control of the place. So, Chompzilla, I think this idea of running a new formula, this is a great idea. Like, look at all these things that we can line up together at the same time. With the radio station gone, there's now this huge gap. And suddenly, like, whatever advertisement that gets out there is going to be seen by the entire world. We set this up. We set up an announcement for the new formula. Everyone in the world will be watching. Can you imagine what type of amazing things? Like, we could bring anything and everyone will know about it.
It sounds glorious. But the main thing we have to think about is we need to get rid of the BB mutagen from the muffins. And come up with something just as tasty.
I hear this thing called aspartame is really good. I'm not too sure. I've never really tried it. But, like, if you can think of any other, like, good type of news we could put on in front of it, I don't know. Well, we'll set it up and maybe figure out what we can do in this commercial.
Well, we can... And also, Goma, just stop eating them.
I can't help it. They're delicious.
You're gonna Hulk out again. You're gonna be changed. You're gonna be a changed man.
That was strange. That was, like, really strange. It only happens when I'm hungry, and I'm pretty sure I'm not hungry that often. But all right. So you think you'll, like, help out and say support the idea of this, like, worldwide commercial?
I love the idea. And while we're at it, perhaps we can also try to work in that classic muffin idea.
Classic muffins.
Classic muffins.
I'm not necessarily detecting any emotional energy flowing in either direction in this scene. Was this just a conference?
It was just a conference, more, I guess.
Okay, so nobody gives anybody a drama token out of this. So the next is going to be me, and I'm going to call a scene with all the members of Extinction. So the suits at the record label were telling me that they want you out. And, you know, I just got to say, you're our singer, you're our bandmate, and we're right there with you. Here's our new song. When the revolution's ready to go, let's get on the air and play it, eh?
I couldn't agree more.
So it goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, man, that was tight. What do you think?
That was dino-rific.
Are you with us then?
I'm totally with you all the way.
Us on the radio, live from the rooftop, rallying the people to stand up and smash those church mother****s.
Are you, you?
And scene. The bassist got what she wanted, so Amanda gets a drama token out of that. Next, it's Rachel, followed by Ben.
Okay. Gomer and Chompzilla are going to raid the social services agency where I found Gomer after his bender. I'm going in disguise, posed as a drug-addicted mother, and the Melissa is going to try to convince me to give her my eggs.
Really, dear. It's for the best. They'll have good lives with the church providing for them. How can you possibly be providing for your babies when you're on the streets and wasted on illegal drugs?
I swear I'll clean up my act. I'll clean up my act.
Dear, how many times have you done this? You can't backslide when you have children. They depend on you. The children depend on a mother's love, like we depend on Amma. How can you protect your children
the way San is the strong protector and shield of all of us, how can you protect your children when you are lying in a gutter, wasted, on drugs?
I can protect them by opening this door and letting my friends in and pushing you up against the wall.
We have you now.
You'll not abduct other children for your experiments again.
What are you doing? Oh, you gang of...
Enough!
You gang of renegades. Why are you bothering... help! Help! Wardens! Wardens! Wardens, come help!
Oh, none of that. I'm tired.
We gotta get out of here now.
Yeah. Take the eggs and run.
And that sounds like the end of the scene. What was the outcome of all of that? I mean, it's...
Maybe we got some eggs, you know, like, that they were taking away.
Oh, so you guys nabbed the... While you were talking to her, the rest of them nabbed all of the eggs that were about to be handed over to the church.
Yes.
All right, so that succeeds. It doesn't sound like anything emotional came out of it, though. That was you guys running a successful op.
There was some, I mean, certainly there's some emotional component that we won one battle for the resistance.
True, but not out of the drama of the scene so much. That was, that conversation was, that was a procedural conversation because you were keeping her busy.
Right.
And it's to Ben, followed by Amanda.
Okay, so I'm going to call a scene with everybody, including the entire band.
Dynamite!
Woo!
All right. Guys. All right, reel it in. We all know the stakes. We know everyone's been informed what we need to do. We've got a great new recipe of muffins. We need to tell the populace about the muffins. And we have the perfect avenue to do this. You. We've got a brand new recording studio. High tech. All the latest accoutrement. And... let's go. Sounds good? Let's make a ton of money.
Let's do it.
Let's everybody get rich.
Let's those Let's rock and roll. Let's dino punk.
Rock and roll.
Oh, what? One last thing. The name of your new album, Dino Bite.
Dino Bite. I like
perfect.
That. I smell a single coming out of that name.
Can we get a muffin on that cover?
Oh, it's, I've also changed the record label, actually.
Huh?
It's no longer Epic Triassic Era Records.
Mm-hmm.
It's Chompzilla's Muffin Records.
It doesn't quite sound like a label, but I guess it could work.
It's an indie label.
Okay.
And we get muffins out of this?
Oh, yeah. I've been working on a new recipe. Let's say the new special ingredient, I'm calling it Dark Matter.
Dark matter?
Yeah, we've come up with a profit sharing model where you will all get fed plenty of muffins.
I like the sound of that. So, how do you like the sound of this? In episode 7 of Worlds of Adventure, Legacy, Chompzilla was played by Rachel Young. Rip Strongpaw was played by Ben Feldman. Gomer was played by Eugene Fong, and was played by Amanda Yilmaz. The game moderator was Susan Davis. The wandering monster was Sybil the Studio Cat. The song Smash the System, music and lyrics by Susan Davis, performance by Extinction. The Worlds of Adventure theme and other incidental music are composed by Timothy Roven of Tabletop Audio and used by permission. Extinction appears courtesy of Chompzilla's Muffin Records. Sound effects are by Tabletop Audio, McKinney Sound, and the cast of the show. Drama System is designed by Robin Laws and is published by Pelgrane Press. Worlds of Adventure is a production of WLPP LPFM in Palinville, New York, and is copyright 2015 by WLPP LPFM.
Worlds of Adventure is distributed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike License 4.0. For details, see creativecommons.org. If you would like a copy of the Drama System Rulebook, please see our website at episodesofadventure.wordpress.com or worldsofadventure.org. You can follow us on Facebook at Worlds of Adventure or on Twitter at Worlds of Advent. Thank you, and join us next Monday night at 8 for another exciting episode of Worlds of Adventure. So